From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Andrew Court, Johnny.
How's it going, Andy?
All the police have been talking to that arsonist, George Foley, all night long. He won't admit a thing. Won't talk about anything. They're wondering now how long they can hold it.
He's the man who fired that building, Andy.
Now, we've got to have something more for the district attorney, Johnny. We haven't tied Foley to Bennett at all. If we can definitely charge him with firing that building, then we'll have a lever to go after Bennett.
I got an idea.
What?
Meet you in an hour.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Four State Fire Insurance Corporation, 4065 Spear Boulevard, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Bennett arson matter. Expense account item 6, $1, two drinks. Andrew Cord and myself in Cookie's Place, a half a block from San Francisco's Hall of Justice. Andy's a good insurance man, thorough.
Well, it's pretty certain they'll have to release Foley unless he admits something, or we can find more evidence against him.
How about Bennett?
Still no word. Johnny, you can see what we're up against.
Yeah. Want one?
No, no thanks, Giants. Go on.
Listen, we had this case tied into Tony Midas until he turned up dead. A vengeance motive against Bennett for sending him to prison 5 years ago.
Yeah?
All right. Now we know it wasn't Midas, and we're sure it's this George Foley. At least according to Bill Underwood, and Bill certainly knows the arson racket.
Yeah, no man better.
All right, then. Who shot Bennett?
Oh, I don't know, Johnny, but that's not our worry at the moment.
Think, Andy, think. It might have been Foley. It couldn't have been Midas. But there is someone else.
You mean Bennett's niece?
Sure, his niece. She had a reason because of what Bennett did to Midas, who was her husband. And she's got a reason to help us.
Yeah, but nobody can find her. Nobody knows where she is.
They'll find her. And I want to make a deal.
What?
Sure. If I find her, I'll ask her what information she can give us about Bennett and Foley. Possibly she has something. She said she did once. Now look, if she shot her uncle, she'll have to stand for assault and attempt to kill. Can we give her legal help in her case?
Johnny, I don't know.
I want to know if I can promise her that if I see her. Can I?
Well, you can tell her that we'll do what we can, the very best that we can.
Okay, good. Want another drink?
No, thanks, John.
All right, I'll try and get in touch with Elizabeth Bennett.
How? The police haven't gotten anywhere.
Oh, I've been here 2 days, and I got friends all over this town. Expense account item 7, $1.05, cab fare. From the Hall of Justice to the apartment house of Marty Engel, lawyer, philosopher, and egg poacher.
Again?
Yeah. You better close that door and lock it, Mr. Engel.
It's awful late for this. Are you drunk?
Nope.
Locked. Now what?
You asked me if I ever found Tony Midas to tell you about it. We found him, Mr. Engel. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And he didn't do any of the things we thought he might have done. I'm here to find out what you might have done.
How did he die?
Tuberculosis. He's had it for 2 years. Didn't know.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know about it.
I don't know how to figure you, Engel. I haven't been able to ever since I met you. Doesn't make any difference what I think of you, but it does make a difference how you answer one question. A lot of difference to you.
What is it?
Did you help Arnold Bennett frame Tony Midas and send him up to San Quentin?
You say Tony is dead. Now, what difference?
Did you help Bennett frame him?
No, I told you I defended Tony Midas in court. I tried my best to get him off. That's the truth.
You're sure of that?
I'm an honest man, if not a successful one. I told you the truth.
All right, then, if that's the truth, you're not in any trouble and you can unlock that door. But if it's not the truth, you might get yourself killed.
Why do you say that?
Because somebody took a shot at Arnold Bennett last night. But he was lucky. It didn't kill him, but it came pretty near. You know who that somebody was?
Elizabeth.
That's a good guess. She hasn't got anything to lose now. She lost her husband. She might be out getting even for him if he was framed. And she thinks you helped frame him.
I tell you, I didn't frame him. I defended him. I think Bennett stacked everything against him. I told you that once. I think Midas was an innocent man, but there was nothing I could do.
Wait a minute.
What?
Who are you expecting?
No one.
Ask who it is. Go ahead, ask who it is.
Who is it?
Elizabeth Bennett, Mr. Engel.
Tell her just a minute.
Just a minute, Elizabeth.
Okay, over there. Go on, get down fast.
All right,
no, you don't!
Engel, call the police. Hold it. Hold it, Elizabeth. Hold it up.
Did I kill him?
Oh, Elizabeth, you didn't kill him.
He ought to be dead.
You don't know what you're talking about. He didn't have anything to do with framing Tony. He just told me.
Then he was lying. He should be dead. He and my uncle.
None of this will bring Tony back to you. Come on now. Come on. Let's get back.
How many tramps have you met in your life, Mr. Dollar?
A few. Come on. Come on.
When you met my Uncle Arnold, you met a real one. He stole money from himself and made it look like Tony did it. And that one in there helped him. Why didn't you let me kill him?
You're wrong about Engel. He didn't help your uncle. He tried to help Tony, honestly.
But I'm glad I didn't kill him. How's my uncle?
He's getting better.
Want to go to prison?
We have to prove he hired somebody to fire the office building.
He hired George Foley. I know that.
Would you swear to
yes.
it? Can you?
Yes. Blamed it on Tony. When I went over to see Tony last month in the prison hospital, he was dying. Oh, I knew it. He had that look in his eyes. Helpless. And he knew what my uncle had done to him, and he couldn't do anything about it.
But you figured you could. You shot your uncle when you found out Tony was dead. And you came here to kill Engel.
I thought he helped Uncle Arnold send Tony to prison. I thought he helped kill Tony. They did kill him, you know, when they sent him to prison. They killed him as surely as if they'd shot him down. 5 years I waited for Tony to get out of that awful place. I waited to hold him in my arms and tell him it was all over. 5 years I waited to help him forget his hate and my hate. I love him so much every day. Now he's dead. What can you or I or anybody do about what they've done to Tony? Look at me, Mr. Dollar. I'm not what you'd call beautiful. I'm not even pretty. Nobody ever looked at me twice until Tony. He looked at me and he loved me. And now he's dead. And I'm dead inside. I'm dead inside. And I'll be glad when I'm dead.
Shooting in this neighborhood?
Wait a minute, officer.
What's that?
No one's hurt. Come on, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Bennett made a statement down at the Hall of Justice admitting she fired a shot at Arnold Bennett, hoping to kill him. She also admitted the assault on the lawyer, Marty Engel. Charges were immediately filed, and she was held in the women's section of the city jail. In a separate statement, she told how she had seen Arnold Bennett meet George Foley in a downtown bar. Foley still maintained that he had nothing to do with the fire in the Bennett building and denied any connection with Arnold Bennett. I gave Elizabeth Bennett's statement to Andy Cord, and he took it to the assistant district attorney. I was still in the Hall of Justice when Marty Engel came in.
Dollar?
Oh, hello, Mr. Engel.
How is Elizabeth?
They're holding her.
I'm not going to press any charges.
Well, that's pretty decent of you, Mr. Engel.
She's a pretty unhappy girl. I'd like to help her.
Her uncle will probably press charges against her.
I'd like to defend her.
What?
She needs a lawyer. I didn't do very well for her husband. Maybe I can do better for her.
I hope so.
Funny world, isn't it?
Not tonight, it isn't.
No, I guess not. Yeah. Well, I'll see you, Mr. Dollar.
Right.
Johnny?
Oh, Andy, hi.
Well, kid, you ought to pat yourself on the back. They're going to go ahead against George Foley for the arson job.
Enough for them now, huh?
That's a pretty good case against him, whether he opens up and talks or not.
A statement from him would still be better.
Always. But he's been around, Johnny. He hasn't given anybody the time of day yet.
Yeah.
Oh, about Elizabeth Bennett. I can arrange counsel for her.
She's already got a lawyer, Andy.
Okay, then we'll pay his fee.
He doesn't want any fee.
What's the matter, kid?
Boy, maybe all this has been a little too much. Hey, what time is it?
10:15.
There's a plane out at midnight. If you don't need me anymore, I think I'll be getting back to Hartford.
Sure, Johnny. Sure, I'll look after things here.
Expense account item 7, $49.65, hotel and meals in San Francisco. Item 8, same as item 3, transportation back to Hartford. I caught the midnight plane. It was in Hartford at 2 o'clock the next afternoon. I went directly to my apartment and went to bed. I was awakened the following morning about 7 o'clock. What the... Sonny Dollar.
San Francisco calling, Mr. Dollar.
Okay.
Is this Mr. Dollar?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Andrew Cord is calling. One moment, please. Go ahead, please.
Johnny?
Hi.
Can you come back to San Francisco right away?
Did I? Well, I just got home.
We need you again. Jake Eggleston is going to defend Foley in court.
Eggleston?
He's already got him out on a writ.
What?
This case is worth $500,000 to us, Johnny. If anything happens that Foley gets off, we won't have a chance to get Bennett.
You sound scared.
I am. Somehow, Bennett's holding the best cards again.
We got a good case against Foley. Once that's settled, we can get Bennett.
I want to make sure.
Okay, I'll get the first plane.
Thanks, Johnny.
Even as I hung up the phone, I was thinking of Marty Engel's words. You'll never get Arnold Bennett. He's too good for you, Dollar. Too good for your insurance company, your fire investigators, everybody. No stronger man ever lived, he said. And somebody had to prove Engel was wrong.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a fight against a strong man and one of the cleverest lawyers in the country. Join us in court. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by John Dawson. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.